Jim Greer knows eagles. For 44 years, he's watched the birds and climbed into their nests. The North Dakota State University zoology professor is leading the study of Minnesota eagle habitat. The research starts in the spring. Greer spends hours flying in a four-seat Cessna with a Minnesota Department of Natural Resources pilot looking for eagle nests.
We're going to come real close to this one, Dan. Okay, coming right around the right on the right side. We'll lift the wing right. Oh, man, that's an old nest, too.
An eagle sits in a tree nearby. This location is marked on a map as an active nesting site. There are more than 700 bald eagle pairs in Minnesota. After the nests are located and mapped, the hard work starts on the ground. Jeremy Gwynn is a graduate student. He spends weeks driving, hiking, and canoeing to eagle nests. He typically gets to two or three a day. As he approaches a nest, Gwynn peers through binoculars looking for signs of life.
There's actually at least two up there. Another one tunkered down.
A young eagle looks down from a nest high atop a cottonwood tree in a farmer's pasture. The adult eagles are likely fishing in a nearby lake. Gwynn conducts a detailed study of the area around the nest.
What kind of trees they use, what kind of forest they choose to place their nest in, and how close to water they are, and also to determine the amount of human activity that they choose to nest around.
Eagles are more often choosing humans for neighbors. Because eagle populations are growing so quickly, traditional forest nesting areas are becoming crowded. Each pair of eagles needs their own territory, so young pairs are often forced to look for less traditional nesting sites.
Well, I've seen eagles on power lines, in the backyard of a cabin, some even overlooking the cabin, where the nest is hanging over the roof of the cabin. And also more wild or traditional sites, as you usually think of eagle nests.
It appears bald eagles are quite adaptable. They need a tall tree to build a nest and water nearby where they can catch fish. But one of the key questions is how well do they tolerate human neighbors? Jim Greer is heading up the study. The North Dakota State University eagle researcher says each new generation of eagles seems a bit more tolerant.
A lot of the eagle nests now that are in closer contact with human activity, the young birds that grow up on top of those nests, looking down and seeing all the human presence around them, as long as people aren't shooting at them or bothering them, or as long as everybody's minding their own business, the eagles just basically accept humans as part of the natural environment.
The study Jim Greer is doing should provide a better understanding of how to make sure eagle nesting sites are protected. States must meet two challenges before the bald eagle is taken off the endangered list. There must be a plan to monitor eagle populations in the future, and eagle nesting habitat must be protected. But monitoring eagles is labor-intensive and expensive. Eagle researchers say there needs to be a more efficient way of checking on the birds. Some say enlisting volunteers to monitor nests may be one answer, but there are questions about the scientific validity of that method. Researcher Jim Greer says it might be two or three years before everyone can agree on a plan to protect eagles in the future. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources non-game specialist Joan Galley says she's not predicting when the bald eagle will come off the endangered species list.
This is a species where the recovery is good and the news is good and things are going well, and you would think that it would make it easy to delist, and that has certainly not been the case. It's been quite a challenge.
The study of bald eagle habitat in Minnesota should be completed later this year. The Department of Natural Resources and the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service will use the results to develop a more comprehensive plan for managing the bald eagle across the nation. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Gunderson.